What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Hillyenzer, not wrestling podcast today. The Black and Yellow Steelers preview for week 11 that we're in this week. The Pittsburgh Steelers get ready to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. We're going to try to expand the Hillyenzer brand. We're going to try to do some other things other than just wrestling. We're going to try to get out there into the football world, NBA maybe a little bit, baseball, not sure about hockey. I mean, I'm a Penguins fan, but probably not going to get into the hockey that much. But we're going to try to expand the Hillyenzer just so we can reach a more bigger audience, to get them what the kids like to say, them likes. But yeah, so I feel like, since I got back and doing the podcast yesterday, I've been thinking about trying to do a Steeler preview and a post game for the Steelers for a while now. And I feel like, what's a better time now than do it? So we're going to talk about today's week 11 matchup against the Jacksonville Jaguars, which many people are talking about. It's going to be a trap game. I don't see it being the numbers don't lie. I'm a big numbers person. I'm big into numbers. Like, Ben has not played great in Jacksonville. The Steelers have not played well against the Jacksonville Jaguars. But this isn't the same Jacksonville Jaguars team. They don't have Jalen Ramsey, A.J. Bouye, Jackson, defensive tackle. Also, Calais Campbell's not there anymore. But they still got some players. They got Allen, the outside defensive end, edge rusher from Kentucky. They drafted a couple years ago. Miles Jackson, monster middle linebacker. Henderson, they drafted from Florida this year in their first round of their draft. He's a good corner, too. So they still got some players. Robinson, the running back, the undrafted running back from, I'm not sure where he's from, but they drafted, he was undrafted, free agent signing, rookie signing. He's done really well. I think he leads all rookies for scrimmage yards. So, I mean, and DJ Shark is a really good receiver on the outside. So we'll see. I mean, we get it. Jacksonville's trying to get that number one pick so they can get Lawrence. We know that. So let's help them out, Pittsburgh. Let's help them out, Steelers. Let's help them out and get them closer to getting that goal this week. Now, I know a lot of people have been talking about the running games not been going on, talking about who should be the running back, what should they do. They're passing too much. These are all Yenzer complaints. I want everybody to go back to last year. And this time last year, we were watching Myles Garrett hit Mason Rudolph over the head with a helmet. We were watching that and we were just like, wow. At this point, we were like, we don't know what's going on. We had Hodges in there playing quarterback, and this team was fighting for a playoff spot. Right now, they're 9-0, two-game lead up on the division, a game up over overall number one seed for the first round bye. This is fun. This is exciting. And they're playing team ball, people. It's not about, they just want to win. Like Ben said this week, he said, it's not about going undefeated, it's about winning the Super Bowl. That is the main goal. If undefeated happens, that's great. But the Steelers are like, our goal is to get to the postseason, the 16-man tournament, like Mike Tomlin, the 16-team tournament, like Mike Tomlin says. Is it 16? No, it's not 16. I apologize. It is 14-team tournaments. It used to be they took away the two. Used to be the 12-team tournament. Now it's the 14-team tournament, single elimination tournament. That's where the Steelers want to get to. They want to get there the best way possible to get to this year, the Super Bowl being in Tampa this year. I don't understand the whole thing with the running game. Everybody's like, it's not been there. I looked at numbers. They're averaging 106 yards a game rushing the ball. I get it. We're in a fantasy world now where numbers. They want players to put up numbers. James Conner's not rushed for 125 yards a game. He's awful. I feel like James Conner's been okay this year. He's not been Dalvin Cook, or he's not been Kamara's. He's not been those guys, but I mean, he's been serviceable. James Conner is not a superstar running back by any means. I'm a big James Conner fan. I am a big James Conner fan. And he is not a superstar running back like those guys. He's a solid, he's between an average to good running back. The Steelers went to the Super Bowl with Willie Parker before. They went to AFC Championship games with Zaraway. They went to the Super Bowl with Bam Morris. They went with average running backs. This is what these teams reminded me of. These teams remind me of, like, a good unit. Like, they don't have, like, the superstars. They have really good players all across the board. And with that being said, I mean, don't try to change stuff. Just enjoy this right now. Like, this, because what would happen is today we're like, you know what, we're gonna try to, Steelers are gonna, Mike Tomlin's like, you know what, we're gonna try to run the football today. We're gonna go and we're gonna try to run the football. We're gonna try to stop the running game. We're gonna throw it. We're gonna abandon the pass, which Ben is red hot right now. 300 yards and more than 3 touchdowns in the past 2 weeks. It's kind of red hot right now, which I'm gonna talk about Ben here in a little bit. And the running game does not work. And then we're in a tie game, struggling this way. Excuse me. And Ben is not getting a rhythm like he's been doing the past 2 weeks. The city will go crazy. Play, the Steelers play to what's available in the game plan. At the beginning of the year, the pass wasn't there. They were worried about the pass. A lot of teams were. So the boxes weren't stacked. James Conner and these boys were able to run the football. Now teams are like, all right, we got to respect the run now. So now the passes open up. This team's becoming balanced. And again, there was no, basically, it was a different training camps. There was a different training camp, but there was no preseason games this year. So you had to, like, think about it. This is how they had to do it that way. They had to do it differently this year. So, I feel like they're going to get into a rhythm, and it's continuing to continue to get better here. Like I said, if I feel the running game's going to be fine. I think, like, if James Conner rushed for 100 yards today, everybody's going to go back to loving James Conner again, and they're not going to have no questions about the running game. It's just a week-to-week thing. The Pittsburgh brass love to find something to neg about. They can't be... It's kind of like when you're in that marriage. I've never been in a marriage. But you're in that relationship. And you're like, everything's going good. But you're always like in the back of your head, like, if something bad's about to happen. Something crazy. Something's not going to work well in this relationship. I think that's what the Steelers fans are waiting for, because this is new to everybody. We've never gone 9-0. Steelers fans have never seen the Steelers go 9-0. And they're just waiting for the ball this to fall out. They're just waiting for it. And then Stephen A. Smith said it on First Take. He's like, I want them to lose a game. Because he doesn't want... Because it's just so worried. Now, like, this team would be so... These fans, these Yinzers, would be so nervous going into a playoff game. 16-0 against the Ravens. People would not have fingernails. Because they'd be so nervous. Like, oh my God, this could happen. This could happen. This could happen. But, I'm not very worried about the running game. I think it will pick up when need be, when they call upon it. But I was talking earlier about Ben, how he's been playing this season. 22 touchdowns, only 4 interceptions. He doesn't got the passing yards of Mahomes and Russell Wilson and Drew Brees. But I mean, he's been efficient this year. This is probably one of Ben's best efficient years throwing the football. And a lot of people are saying Ben should start getting recognized as an MVP candidate. I don't think Ben would win MVP, but I think he should start getting recognized. And I think today's the game where Ben's going to bury them demons from when he doesn't have has bad games in Jacksonville. He's going to put that to rest, and he's going to having a, he's going to have a good game today. And I think that this game can then put him into the MVP category. He's going to be on national TV this Thursday on Thanksgiving night. So there will be a lot more people, more eyes on him if he has a good game this week. And going into the Week 12 matchup against the Ravens on Thanksgiving night. Those are what Ben needs. He needs more of the media to see those things. They're just like, oh, it's just Ben Roethlisberger is what he does. But Ben's having a really good season. And I think he should be... I can't believe this man's never had an MVP vote. Him or Russell Wilson has never had an MVP vote, which just blows my mind. It just blows my mind there. But, I mean, granted, I think Patrick Mahomes, he keeps doing what he's doing. I mean, he's the front runner to win MVP in my mind. He's the front runner. He's only thrown one interception and 25 touchdown passes. That's insane. Yeah, but I mean, Ben should get some recognition. Get recognized in this. I think if he continues to go, I know a lot of people saying like, oh, he should just win a comeback player of the year. Yeah, but at the end of the day, I mean, I'd rather have Ben win the MVP than comeback player of the year. If there, he was up for both awards. I mean, granted, Alex Smith deserves the award just for walking onto the field after everything he went through. And Alex Smith's not played bad on a terrible Washington team. Alex Smith's not played bad. He has a chance to win a football game this week on a terrible football team. Alex Smith only has a wide receiver, young running backs, an okay defense. And they have a shot to try to win that division. Imagine if Alex Smith somehow turns his team around and they get into the playoffs and they win the NFC East. I'm not calling it the East anymore because it's terrible. The NFC East. Imagine if he does that. He deserves comeback player of the year. He took a team that was the number two overall pick and took them to win the NFC East or NFC East. I mean, I know the people in Pittsburgh are going to moan and complain about it. They're going to be like, Ben's having a better season. Yes. Then we should put Ben into the MVP category. Ben should be into the MVP category there for that there. Well, I'm going to wrap it up here. It's going to be a real quick one today. So, with that being said, my prediction for the game today. I think Jacksonville's going to score a touchdown today, maybe get a field goal. I think they're going to get 10 points today, but that's it. I'm going to go 27-10 to Pittsburgh Steelers, beat the Jacksonville Jaguars, move to 10-0, and get ready for their Thanksgiving night feast against the Baltimore Ravens. Again, guys, thanks for listening. I hope everybody enjoys this little bit of podcast, little taste. I'm going to try to do them a little bit longer. I'm going to try to do them on like Saturdays or Fridays. Try to do the podcasts a little bit later on to get those out earlier and stuff. I just wanted to give a taste, see how this was. I really enjoy talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers. I enjoy talking about football. So here we go, Steelers, and let's get a W today. Let's not go to Jacksonville and let's not go down there and just go there and let's not go down there and just fall into the trap of it, guys. So let's go down there and have a good game. Here we go, Steelers. Everybody enjoy their Sunday. Everybody continue being safe. Everybody continue wearing their masks, guys. And again, thank you. Enjoy your Sunday. And again, as I'll leave it in like I'll do it always. Here we go, Steelers.